This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, you hit me with a new one, lay-by time. And now I know what you're talking about, but explain this to our listeners.
So I grew up in the South, and my dad would always say, you know, it's about lay-by time. And where I grew up, we still did a lot of field cultivation of our row crops. And it was a time when we'd made that last through pass with the cultivator through our crops. And now we could lay by and go do something else if it wasn't more than just catching our breath. But we kind of had a shift in our farming operation from crop production to everything else that we needed to get done during the year.
All right, good stuff. Hey, more on lay-by time when we come back.
For nonstop action and big-time fun, come on over to Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, your number one destination for winning. Hit the slots, test your luck at the tables, score big at the sportsbook, and enjoy live entertainment that'll keep the party going all night long. Dine in style at Fire's Edge Steakhouse or grab a bite at the buffet. And when it's time to relax, stay the night in our comfy hotel rooms. Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit. Visit SkydancerCasino.com.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking lay-by time with James Rogers today on Ag Issues. And James, given this in-between time, so to speak, what's next?
Well, we didn't just lay by and watch things grow the rest of the summer. We were out there monitoring. And monitoring is an extremely important part of the management of your entire operation. We were watching our cattle. We were watching for a fly population buildup, for pink eye issues, foot rot issues. We were watching our bulls to make sure that they were in condition to keep breeding our cow herd. We were watching our crops. We were making sure that disease pressure wasn't coming on late, or that we had a late flush of weeds that we might have to do something about. We were watching our stocking rates when we were watching the weather. So there's lots of things to be done during lay-by time. But it's just kind of a time period to kick in that monitoring phase of your operation.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky is the limit, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.